I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The HPV vaccine provides cancer prevention for certain cancers caused by the human papillomavirus. Dr. Mervella Ford is here to talk about an effort underway in rural South Carolina to provide the HPV vaccination to underserved children. Dr. Ford is a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences, and she's the Associate Director of Population Science and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Ford, explain the importance of the HPV vaccine for children.
There are very few cancers for which we have a vaccine, and the HPV vaccine actually prevents 6 different cancer types. So when we talk with parents about the opportunity to have their children vaccinated to prevent 6 different cancer types in the future, the parents usually are very supportive and very excited.
Tell us about the HPV Vax van that travels to underserved communities in South Carolina to make this vaccine available.
This is a brand new program that just started last October. We are excited to partner with organizations and communities across the state to take the HPV vaccines to underserved communities across the state.
So this is a mobile van that really goes out into communities all over the state and provides the vaccine to kids who might not have an opportunity to get it.
Absolutely, yes. We are certified by the Department of Health and Environmental Control to administer the HPV vaccines. And the good news is that we also administer other vaccines as well, such as tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis or Tdap vaccines, meningitis, polio, varicella, and hepatitis A vaccines, because we understand that children in underserved communities also need these other types of vaccines as well.
And why is it so important from your perspective to increase the HPV vaccine rates in South Carolina?
Back in 2016, South Carolina ranked dead last in the country in HPV vaccine rates. And due to the efforts of many people across the state, many organizations, many partnerships, many communities, we were able to move the needle so that by 2019, South Carolina's HPV vaccine rates were on par with those of the U.S. However, since the pandemic started, we know that the vaccination rates have dropped. And so as a cancer prevention and control measure, it is critically important that we get back on track in increasing our rates of HPV vaccination in South Carolina to prevent future cancers in our state.
How many counties have you been working with, and what's planned in the future for this HPV Vax van?
Our HPV Vax van program is a statewide initiative. We are currently working with about 10 counties in the state. Our goal is to take the program to every county in the state because this is an ongoing program. We're funded through a partnership between Clemson University and MUSC, as well as by the Hollings Cancer Center. If anyone wants more information about the HPV Vax van program, please check out the Hollings Cancer Center website and look under Outreach.
Dr. Ford, thanks for this update about this effort to increase HPV vaccination in South Carolina.
Thank you so much for having me on.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.